And this is All Things Considered from NHPR. I'm Emily Quirk. In some ways, New Hampshire's election results amount to a ringing endorsement of the status quo in state politics. Incumbents Jean Shaheen, Chris Pappas, and Annie Custer all won re-election to the U.S. Senate and House, and Governor Chris Sununu easily won a third term. But go down the ballot a bit, and the situation is different. Republicans made serious gains in the state legislature and executive council, likely seizing control of those bodies from Democrats. Here with me now to discuss the results and what it might mean for state politics and policy in the coming year is NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. So I know some races are still not yet officially called, but what do we know about state House races at this point?
Well, Governor Sununu won re-election, not much of a surprise there. His margin was among the largest in the past few decades. Beyond that, there were some surprises farther down the ballot. Why don't we start with the executive council? Heading into Election Day, Democrats held a 3-2 majority, and that's allowed them to deny Sununu some key priorities. A big one is naming a new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The governor's been bent on putting Attorney General Gordon McDonald there. And, you know, he first nominated McDonald for that post more than a year ago, but Democrats on the council rejected McDonald in large part because of his past working for Republican politicians. And, you know, the governor's indicated he would wait for another council, one, you know, hopefully more amenable to his desires. And, you know, with a Republican majority, Justice McDonald certainly seems like a pretty strong possibility at this point. Over in the legislature, things are still coming together. There are races that are not yet finalized in terms of the results. But from what I'm seeing and hearing, it seems pretty certain that Republicans will take a majority in both the House and Senate. And, you know, that would be a pretty big shift from the past 2 years when Sununu had to contend with Democrats in control. And there were pretty constant clashes over policy, things like business taxes, energy policy, even over how best to spend the pandemic relief money from the federal government.
Given that Democrats did pretty well at the top of the ballot in New Hampshire, Joe Biden defeating President Trump here, Jean Shaheen, Annie Custer, and Chris Pappas all winning with fairly comfortable margins, why the swing toward Republicans down ballot?
Well, a lot of people are trying to figure that out right now. There are plenty of possible reasons, but one thing to bear in mind is the legislative maps themselves. Those were drawn by Republicans a decade ago and were drawn by design to favor Republicans, gerrymandered, essentially. And according to UNH political scientist Andy Smith, who's been polling these races for years, for Democrats to break even with Republicans in the legislative races, they need to start with more than 50% of the popular vote. Essentially, they're starting several points behind since the districts give Republicans an advantage in how they crowd voters into a favorable map. And in a presidential year when both parties are motivated and both turn out a lot of voters, that make things even harder for Democrats. And, you know, I've looked closely at some of the state Senate districts where Republicans appear to have picked up new seats. And, you know, the margin of victory is just a few hundred votes in several cases. And, you know, another theory I've heard besides the maps is that some people believe Democrats' decision to rely more on remote or virtual campaigning due to the coronavirus, while the GOP largely struck to face-to-face campaigning canvassing, could have been a factor, especially in these races down ticket where the candidates are often not so well known to voters. Other Democrats I've talked to have told me that many of their voters were definitely motivated to vote against Donald Trump. But in some cases, there may not have been a lot of follow through further down the ticket, that some Democratic voters may have skipped state house races altogether. That's going to take some number crunching to verify that. But especially in some of these closer races, that kind of thing could make a difference. But another factor, and potentially a big one, is really the success and the popularity cross-party of Governor Sununu. He tried to put that popularity to work for down-ballot candidates appearing with Republicans on the campaign trail or in mailers or in social media ads. And when you collect as many votes as he did, his campaign last night was speculating that he may end up with more votes than any candidate for New Hampshire governor in state history. You know, some of that's going to be rubbing off on fellow Republicans that Sununu backed.
So can you tell us what this means for the state house in 2021?
Well, it won't be the first order of business, but one big impact is going to be Republican control over the redistricting process. They're going to have basically unfettered control over drawing the next legislative maps, and the state's due for another round of redistricting next year. In other areas, the governor tipped his hand a bit last night after declaring victory. He said he's going to be looking at further tax cuts, trimming, you know, the business enterprise tax, for instance, maybe the meals and rooms tax. And, you know, the effect of a Republican majority will really potentially reverberate across a range of policy debates, school funding reform, energy and environmental policy, and, you know, always a big one, the next state budget. That's essentially going to be a Republican document. But at the same time, it's worth remembering that the state's going to be facing severe financial pressure from the pandemic. And, you know, there's a bit of be careful what you wish for in these scenarios, a single party being in power. That can often lead to things getting testy in ways that can be kind of weird sometimes. You know, there'll be factions, and it can be hard for a governor like Sununu, who fancies himself a steady manager, to keep everyone in line. You saw some of this in Sununu's first term when Republicans ran Concord. There were fights over right to work, for instance, in the state budget. And, you know, we've seen it earlier when Democrat John Lynch was governor and his party ran the legislature. There were tensions over tax policy and over how far away from the middle his party wanted to push things. That certainly caused Governor Lynch some headaches, and this dynamic will be something that Governor Sununu is going to have to navigate, you know, in a potentially different way than he related to over the legislature over the past 2 years when Democrats ran Concord.
That was NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Josh, thank you so much for your time tonight.
You're welcome, Emily.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NHPR, News from New Hampshire and NPR.